I've seen a monkey evolve into a man. I've seen a man evolve into a monkey. I've seen a junkie redeem himself with help. I've seen a wealthy man melt into the snow and blow his credit on a decongestant. The dyslexics breathe easy. People in the top tax bracket just keep looking for freebies, thumbing their noses at those in need of handouts. Talking panhandlers with secondhand clothes, living hand to mouth. Camping out on Capitol Hill. The fat cats are still insisting reparations be a jagged little pill. Today there's free vaccinations at the walk-in clinic. If you're lucky, you won't just be a guinea pig. Call me a cynic. I find it interesting how certain epidemics spread. More specifically, where they don't and who isn't affected. Yeah, I'm infected with the curious nature. The wealth of mass of God bless this home. Not goddamn thy neighbor. They repeat history but can't recycle paper. They don't see the forest or the trees, just skyscrapers. Towers of Babel in a town full of cattle. When I question brand loyalty, the crowd is bedazzled. But I'll never be hoodwinked. I'm mindful of the footprints, the shape of the hoof, the way the path in the woods splits. The author of the book, the origin of the crucifix. The waitress looking for tips in a place where the cook spits. This is where I was when the bomb dropped. Hiding from the uninvited onslaught. I've seen people who don't believe in sleep count sheep with calculators that double as alarm clocks. From Noah's Ark all the way to Rosa Parks, to black folks and white agendas inside of
an office with flow charts. Yeah, give us a call, guys. Let me know what you all think. 512-248-8252. Continue where I was left off. 5G development is underway by governments across the world in all cities and towns without any of the obligatory prior environmental impact analysis or public insurance for instruments of harm, rendering the whole network deployment as illegal and unlawful act by authorities acting ultra vires in allowing known biologically toxic ionizing and non-ionizing radiation emissions unfettered across the environment. Telecoms companies generally self-certify having met obsolete guidelines, which allow them to breach these guidelines without sanctions, as there are no regulatory bodies making independent assessments of adherence to the guidelines. So, I don't know, guys. I'm just saying. I don't trust this 5G stuff. It's not about bringing you faster YouTube. They could care less how quick you could stream YouTube. I mean, I know they want to indoctrinate the kids and all, and they want to feed them that crap. But you know, ultimately, this is some sort of smart city control grid, and I think it personally, you know, belongs into the Internet of Things. They want to have everything with an IP address. Everything will be monitored, controlled, and known about, and it fits right all along in line with the CBDCs. What we talked about last week with them having access at the point of sale, whether or not you are allowed to buy this thing or not, whether you have enough carbon credits or enough social credit score to, you know, purchase this car, purchase this flight, or purchase that beef. So I think this 5G is the, you know, the backbone, the integration, the network of the Internet of Things, and the Internet of Bodies, which is a real thing. We'll talk about that on another show, but there, you know, you got to wonder, if you look up those cell towers, you see all those power cables, you see this big powerhouse on the bottom of this thing, you got to wonder what these things are. And we're not even talking about the Gwen Towers and some of the other stuff they've been known to use, this ultra long frequency, you know, communication systems. I mean, again, we just don't know. This, nobody's been able to really test the stuff properly, in my opinion. So it goes on to say, Canada's cellular network in 2018 was supported by approximately 33,000 large towers up to 200 feet in height. The new 5G protocol will require many more higher radiation beam wave emissions using precisely located towers across Canada's towns and cities. An estimated 273,000 new towers at a much shorter height with significantly larger energy demands on the electric grid and network. You know, he's going on to talk about the power requirements of these things. Yeah, he said, you know, they're going to need more energy to increase the data transfer through these, you know, things. So the other thing about this, he says here, energy consumption, heat islands increases demand for air conditioning to cool buildings. So, you know, throw your carbon neutrality out the window. So he talks about heat islands contributing to higher daytime temperatures, reduced nighttime cooling, higher air pollution levels. These in turn contribute to heat-related deaths, blah, blah, blah. Well, he's saying that they're going to have to cool this equipment. And so it's going to increase the demand for electricity. So this is what I thought was interesting, too, and it does relate to this topic of the crazy fires we've been seeing lately. So microwave radiation will also affect a large number of molecular structures and materials, which increase building fire risk. All right, that's the first caller. So I do think that's a big deal. And we'll talk about that. Mike, in Kentucky, what do you got?
Hello, Mike. I've been looking at this 5G, fifth generation stuff for, I don't know, for over a decade.
Right.
And there's so many different things that come into play. One of the things that 5G is doing is it's like a Pac-Man eating up spectrum. It's taking every channel away from television above channel 38, I think. They want it even 30 through 36. I'm not sure what kind of deal was ever made on that. The thing that makes it silly that they would want 30 through 36 is that the 5G channel, instead of being 40 megahertz wide, is supposed to be 100 megahertz wide, so it'd have all that throughput. And so the astronomers kind of got in the way because channel 37 is reserved for radio astronomy. And they're also upset about Elon Musk and his satellites, you know, because it's ruining astronomy, even in remote areas of the world like Peru. But, you know, the electromagnetic spectrum, the people that kind of foo-foo that, I've had a couple of kind of inadvertent experiments that I ended up doing with a real strong brick magnet. I took the tartness out of lemonade, and that's what made me go, hey, wait a minute, there is something to this affecting biology, you know, strong electromagnetic fields. But the thing that a lot of people overlook is that we are constantly bombarded with cosmic radiation and solar radiation, and there's calculations on the full spectrum of solar radiation, not just visible light being something crazy like 800 watts or something. A cell phone is limited to 5 watts or 4 watts, excuse me, a handset is 4 watts, I think. But, you know, as long as there's a lot of signal, it goes down to like 250 milliwatts or 500 milliwatts. If you've got 5 bars of signal, it doesn't need to transmit that much. So we're really not exposed to high levels of radiation. Now, that's all out the window when you're talking about 5G getting into these crazy bands like 24.25 gigahertz, and I think there's another band at 42 gigahertz, and maybe they're also experimenting with 60 gigahertz. But they took 200 megahertz, two channels, I think. Maybe it was more than that. They took a big chunk of the big satellite dishes that radio stations and motels and stuff like that use for their cable and for distribution of networks. When they did a survey, CES is a magazine I used to get on the industry for television. They did a survey, and they were surprised. They thought there was only 1,300 to 1,500 satellite receive-only dishes. Turned out it was more like 6,000. And so they offered some kind of a retrofit or whatever, because a big chunk of the channels for C-band satellite are being affected. And you had to buy a filter and a new low-noise block converter, LNBF, they call them, in order to still be able to use your C-band. the big dishes. They used to call them the Eastern Kentucky Flour because so many people in Eastern Kentucky had them. But this monster that's 5G is just spectrum hungry. And the FCC has been a captured agency for literally, I don't know, 20 years. I think right. the digital television format was set up to fail because they knew it wouldn't work, where there was a lot of reflected signal and noise. And they're trying to shut down AM radio now again. There was a bill just passed, or through the committee. It sailed through committee like it was going to pass, and it got shot down. That would mandate manufacturers of cars continue to put AM radios in their cars. One reason it won't work is in hybrids and electrics, there's so much electrical noise that it just obliterates even cell phones, because cell phones are an AM modulation, I do believe. And so I was talking to a guy in Houston that got too close to an electric bus with his brand-new 5G phone, and I was like, I hope you're not paying a lot of money for that. It's really breaking up. You know, it was really getting choppy, and he knew exactly what it was because he'd had it happen several times. The electric buses were put out such a large electromagnetic field that it obliterated his cell phone signal. And he was like, hold on. And he moved away. If you get closer than about two car lengths, it kills your cell phone signal. So I said to him right away, what about the people on the bus? And he didn't know what I meant. He goes, well, they have a Wi-Fi node on the buses now so that people can use their phones. I said, that's not what I mean. If you go to the National Institutes of Health and look up dirty electricity and brittle diabetes, there's millions of people around the planet that have diabetes. Electromagnetic fields that are that strong off of a dang electric bus or an electric car, electric truck, it makes the diabetes way worse. It it raises their blood sugar and accelerates their tissue necropsy or whatever at the capillary level. So, you know, there's a lot to it that you can find. But in some ways, it's like straining at a gnat and swallowing a camel when it comes to nitpicking over 5G. The funniest thing, one of the funniest things about this whole rollout, was when AT&T decided they were going to change their marketing on 4G long-term evolution to 5GE. So they pushed a software update into all the phones to put a display change from 4G LTE to 5GE, which means 5G evolution. Well, Verizon up in Chicago was rolling out what they call true 5G. And they said it was deceptive marketing or something, you know. And it wasn't a month or two later that all of a sudden Verizon was exposed for their phones overheating. They were running illegal amounts of power, like their handsets, instead of putting out 4 watts, was more like 5 or 6 watts. And they were overheating in order to try to make their phones seem like they were more competitive, I guess. So they're called software-defined radios for a reason, and the companies, when you handshake to their network, almost immediately they'll change what's in the phone. They'll if they're cooperating with police, they'll do whatever, you know. But going back into the 90s, even with the 2G phones and some cordless phones, the microphone could be hot when you thought the dang thing was off, and it's broadcasting audio that is unencrypted into the phone networks. And so you don't have any privacy. Once the Snowden leaks occurred in 2013,
right,
the way the German government dealt with that was to put their phones in metal boxes in a separate room playing music so that they could have a secure government meeting. And if you try to talk to people about that since back then or even before, why, you're a tenfold hat conspiracy theorist. And so for 20-some years, I've been trying to blow the whistle on these software-defined radios being totally scrapping the legal system. William Binney has a video about a year ago where he says that, you know, they've scrapped the legal system. You don't have any freedom of association if the government's tracking you all the time and you go to a meeting with people that have cell phones, even if you don't take yours, they think theirs is off. It's potentially slurping your voice print and the conversations, right, associating you with all those people.
Absolutely. That's how their dragnets work, too. Once you've picked up, they've picked up a word on their supercomputers, a key word, then that can enable them to monitor you and then figure out all your other contacts and then monitor those contacts. And then who those people might know if they mention a key word. So it's just a huge dragnet that enables them to listen to pretty much everybody on the planet. Mike, did you hear about that?
Let me throw another layer on here, though. Another layer off the onion.
No.
In the late 60s, somebody I know escaped from a Soviet bloc country and came into, I think it was Chicago, ended up after a job or two trying to support their child that they carried out, literally, you know, the Von Trapp family and the Sound of Music was embellished, that story. These people literally hiked out in the mountains, in the snow, carrying children with them. And they worked for a phone company in the late 1960s, and because of their Eastern Slavic accents, they were getting pulled over from their regular job as an operator or whatever to the science lab to tweak voice to text so that even with the Eastern Europe accent could be transcribed to text, the ASCII 2 American Standard character set. They were doing that in the late 60s. So, word recognition and that sort of stuff. If you've ever seen the movie Enemy of the State with Gene Hackman and Will Smith, when they get into his cage in the secret warehouse that he's got his Faraday cage set up, he starts ranting on about, you know, what the government can do and spy on him, and he told Will Smith not to talk on the phone, and it depicts voice recognition there. But even if you just walk by a payphone. They left that part out of the movie, that payphone could be listening even when it's on the hook. And so he ends up blowing up his building. But before he does, he tells him, you know, that if you're talking on the phone, you say the word bomb, Allah, president, it's transcribed for analysis. And that was 20 years ago. That movie came out in 1998. So he was saying in 1978 they were already doing that. And I can believe it. Another thing that was depicted in there, if you look in their Humpty Dumpty vans, the nerds that were spying on everybody, they were wearing blue blockers. Blue blocker glasses only started coming out in the last, 6 or 8 years. So they knew those computer displays could cause macular degeneration on these. That's another thing that does not get talked about with 5G phones, is the LED displays, the blue light from that deteriorates your vision. The gamers in England were mega gamers
but
in England.
Those new LED lights that they're putting up in these cities?
I know.
I've seen some personally.
It doesn't look right to me. It's harsh. And they're replacing the fluorescent bulbs with the LEDs and the street lights and stuff. It's really super harsh. I've seen, I know an ex-military guy that lives in one of these senior communities. And they did that, and he said they're dangerous because it's such a harsh line between the shadow and the lighted area that somebody can stand in the shadows and jump out on you. They can see you, but you can't see them. Plus, you're gonna have to wear freaking blue blocker glasses because they're putting out blue light that's harmful to your retina. It causes macular degeneration, I think, is what the studies say. So you just about have to wear blue blockers 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, whether you're working on a laptop or using your phone or walking around on the street. And a lot of those lights are going to have light Wi-Fi. So the sidewalk, I think it's called Sidewalk, is the Microsoft Internet of Things. Look that up.
Right.
Mesh Network.
Hang tight, Mike. You got a break. We'll do this break real quick. I'll have to keep you on and bring another caller in.
Oh, well.
You want to hang tight? What's that?
tell me how this works? Bacteria is life on Mars, but a heartbeat isn't life on Earth? Weird.
Life's so stupid. Why are y'all so stupid? Get better problems, I swear to God they all.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. All right, we're going to bring in another caller here from Georgia, I believe. Georgia, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good, man. What you see in the news?
Yeah, Mike, he brought up a lot of good and valid points there on the things he was talking about, definitely. And as he kind of went through... nothing is, all of this is planned, you know, years and years ahead. Everything we've been looking at, you know, so we're living in a primordial soup of frequencies. And we ourselves are frequency beings. It's been known for a long time. The thing about it, too, though, is you look at all of the, whether you have the cell towers, the Wi-Fi, whether it's AM, FM radio, whether it's GWEN towers, ground wave emergency network. And I noticed those are supposed to be like over 500 miles apart, but yet you see them all over the place, really, and they're pretty close by. And I think they're also using these, you know, as you said, the cloud modification, chemtrailing, whatever we're calling it. Those are dispersed in many regions, not just for, what do we say, aerosol?
Right, right. Yeah, it's got multiple reasons.
Yeah, and for instance, you know, the aerosol is what they found, barium, aluminum, blood plasma, and many other things, and, you know, found inside of those. But all in all, when you see the metallic parts on there, too, is the thing about it is these are said to be used as an antenna. If you notice, whenever a chemtrail, whenever you see a chemtrail being laid, it always dissipates and spreads out like a big blanket. So this is one huge, gigantic antenna also. And it's been said also that they don't even need really a heart facility, so to speak, here, because this whole place itself is one gigantic heart system, you know, in itself, and probably every location besides, you know, America. But, yeah, it's pretty crazy.
That's pretty crazy.
And the LED lights, definitely, what he was bringing up about it, too, the fluorescent. I mean, it's all about the frequency in which these lights are dispersed. It said that the blue light deal with the brain and thinking. So these are probably hitting up on certain frequencies. You know, you wouldn't say, for example, all blue light is bad because, you know, we need the whole spectrum, of course. But it's the frequencies that are being put out. And also, you got to think about the high carrier frequencies, you know, that are carrying the other lower-end frequencies to get to where they need to go.
Right.
You know, it's like the AM, FM radio, you know, you're dealing with those megahertz range frequencies are just the carrier waves to send the signal of 20 hertz to 20 kilohertz to get to your location. So we can, you know, hear them.
The FM actually operates between, I think, 50 and 15,000.
Frequency modulation, then you have the amplitude modulation that goes...
AM has got a wider range, but it's, you know, full static.
Yeah, that's true.
Did either of you guys hear... This 5G could be used for analyzing what's going on in your house? Did either of you guys hear about that recently?
Well, it was the actual Wi-Fi, I think it was, wasn't it?
I heard a proof of concept, and you can find the article on it, where they was able to use a Wi-Fi modem to see if people were walking back and forth in front of the modem or crawling, like in the case of a fire, somebody's crawling on the floor. You can use it for like a Doppler radar.
Well, I think another thing...
A proof of concept.
Go ahead.
Right.
I think another thing people need to look at is the smart meters, definitely, because you got to think about this. It's basically said to be surrounding your entire house with these constant pulse beams, and it's going off every. It's said to be every few seconds instead of the stated. They said it only goes off every so often you know, within the day or night. But it's constantly going, and why is that, you know?
Right. Hang tight, guys. We'll do a break real quick.
Because you can handle the truth.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
All right, guys, we're back. Hey, I wanted to get your opinion, guys, both of you, on the concept of radiation-induced coronavirus COVID-19 symptoms. And I'm going to lead this off reading one sentence real quick, and you guys can comment. Vast majority of populations across the West, in particular those of the Five Eyes communities, the Anglosphere, intelligence alliance compromising Australia, Canada, New Zealand, United Kingdom, United States, have been injected without their knowledge with nanometal antennas and are unfortunately going to suffer increased mortality rates due to localized reflecting radiation emissions from the 5G urban radar. All the known coronavirus symptoms can be attributed to ionizing and non-ionizing radiation pollution. And so that was kind of big back when COVID was, you know, midstream. And that was kind of coming out that a lot of these coronavirus symptoms can be attributed to this ionizing and non-ionizing radiation from 5G. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'm speak a lot of times about the scalar. Scalar was changed to the name quantum later on, but it's basically scalar. But I'm taking different frequencies, and you can actually induce many different things. But that's a whole big topic itself.
Right.
The phone companies are so arrogant. Well, mainly the FCC, Sam Wheeler, I think, and some of the others there were saying that basically NASA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the National Weather Service, and the American Meteorological Association did not know what they were talking about when they said that their 24 gigahertz band, which I think is 24.25, would interfere with water sensors that they use to gauge soil moisture and water in the lower couple thousand feet of the atmosphere, would be interfered with by their 24 gigahertz band that they want to put in with 5G. And if you've ever studied on, and I have, I'm not an engineer, but I've been around a bunch of them, and I work cable TV. After you install a, quote, physical plant, you get corrosion, you get oxidation, you know, ice storms bend antennas, or you get snow on antennas and ice and things like that. It'll change the way that transmitters work. And so even though you think you've got, you know, whatever it is, 27.9, or there's a range there for water to be detected, you know, in the atmosphere. And then, you know, so you're going to get spurious emissions after a while on this 24.25 gigahertz band that's going to interfere with, and I think they were saying it was going to interfere with landing systems for planes, you know.
And they I was going to get to that, Mike. Thank you for bringing
that
up.
Yeah, the FCC's basically going, you all don't know what you're talking about. Now, how arrogant is that to tell all these different groups of scientists and meteorologists they don't know what they're talking about?
Right. And also the Asian guy that did all these studies in water and was showing that the frequencies that are being put out changes the water. And it's also the guy like, what's his name, Barry Troller or something like that from the UK. I can't remember his last name offhand. But he was talking about, and he is like an expert on... I think it was nuclear physics and frequencies and all this stuff. And he was talking about many different things about, like, this school where they had put a tower on top of a water tower. And then all these kids in the school that was near it were all of a sudden getting cancer and all these other things. And this has happened. This is just one story of so many. It has happened so many locations. You know, you got stories, for example, of apartment complexes, for example, and things of that nature, to where they had towers on top of those, and then people were getting cancer and, again, sick in so many different ways, lethargic, couldn't function anymore. And this also reminds me, too, that back in the 80s, when they had the, I think it was the, just the first generation when they first came out with the cell phone technology, that there was a whole big thing about yuppie flu, and then these doctors were just, you know, waving it off, going, oh, it's all in your mind, but it couldn't be all in their mind. There were so many people that were suffering from it, you know. And that also goes back to the whole thing. You remember the book by the, what was it, Furstenberg, The Invisible Rainbow?
I think I know what you're talking about. I think I've seen
it. Yeah, it's about the, he shows different ones. Like, for example, one was Spanish flu, and this was the outbreak that occurred right after they installed all the radar systems, I believe it was. And he lists all kind of different ones. So, yeah, it's definitely possible on the COVID thing.
Right. Well, one thing's for sure. It seems like serious critical infrastructure risks and health risks have been completely ignored by the unregulated rush to deploy these 5G networks. It seems like the government regulators and everybody has just pretty much ignored all the serious scientifically established risks of the 5G And, you know, they're basically requiring billions, literally billions of these large spectrum quadrangle amplitude modulated microwave radio transmitters. I can't believe that they've gotten this far down the road on this. Mike, what's your thoughts on that?
I was muted there for a minute. QAM is used by cable as well, and an interesting little anecdote was I ran a little refrigerator light bulb community TV station, TV10 Moorhead. We had 18 watts, and these full power broadcasters started using cable modulators that are in that QAM or QAM modulation scheme. It's not type accepted, but the FCC looks the other way because they can push more channels out with better quality on their secondary, you know, down to six channels. And nobody ever said anything to them, you know, full power broadcasters, but they come after me, give me a world record fine of $144,000. Sam Wheeler, his lobbyists gave like $10 million to each campaign, I think both John McCain and Obama, to get him the chairmanship of the FCC there during Obama. And he was he's a cell phone lobbyist. Well, he basically, whenever he was confronted with any questions about the science, he would say, talk to the science people. He wouldn't address any of it. And they even took somebody's press credentials because they asked to see somebody's T-shirt inside of a backpack who was trying to protest, the cell phone issue, radiation or whatever. He just was going to show up and wear that T-shirt, and they banned him from wearing the T-shirt, and they even took the press credentials for the guy that was trying to interview him. And all he did was open up the backpack and show him the T-shirt inside the backpack without taking it out. So they've really got to, you know, what's that Shakespeare line? Methinks the lady doth protest too much. They're really coming down hard on anybody that questions what they're doing. And part of what I think is going on is that because of our debt-based economy and, you know, $33 trillion in disclosed debt, they constantly have to expand the economy in order to sell more debt. So that's part of what's going on is this 5G stuff and the Internet of Things and the mesh networks and the sidewalk and, you know, all this is about expanding the economy so that it doesn't implode in on itself for all this ridiculous amounts of debt that the spending spree that is D.C. just keeps on piling on. And we're all liable for it because if you look up Federal Reserve Note in the law dictionary, it says it's a direct obligation of the people of the United States, and it's in the likeness of a note. It doesn't promise to pay anything. It's a debt, though.
Yeah, it's a promissory note. In other words, I'll promise to pay you once we get real money since we're under bankruptcy.
I don't think there's any. Nobody's fooled by thinking that there's a promise to pay. All you can do is you rotate the debt. You know, it's like if you had a credit card that offered you 0% interest for a year, and you keep spending it, and at the end of the year you get another credit card offer for 0% interest rate, and you transfer the balance over that other credit card, you avoid going bankrupt, but the debt still exists and it keeps going up. I had a friend that did that for a while.
If you actually, study up on this stuff, it's especially since this gets into a whole other can of worms too. But you know, we really don't have a government. It's they're all dissolved, and this was told about many years ago. Especially under the U.S. bankruptcy, because they started under bankruptcy. They have to be bankrupt so they can pretend to own us under our names that are in all caps. But the U.S. Bankruptcy Act of 1933 comes in pretty special, and the reason for that is the gold standard abrogation. And where they took away the gold, so it left everyone without a way to pay for a debt. So then and therefore, it declared the American people as the creditors on the other side, and the United States is the actual obligator or debtor. So this is kind
of a concept. The concept of odious debt, though, which can't. Under the concept of odious debt, though, it could all be canceled. Congress could buy back the stock in the Federal Reserve anytime they wanted to.
Well,
but what they've done is to stop that from happening, they've bifurcated the debt. There's more debt held by, those two big vampire squids, BlackRock, and then the other one is called
Vanguard.
They have more debt than the Federal Reserve has, and China's like a joke. You know, they've got $950 billion. They don't even have $1 trillion. So September 11th was the same thing. It was a financial reset, you know, and the dang jet, or whatever you want to say it was, hit the Pentagon right in the dang accounting department. I mean, obvious.
You know, here's the thing I always bring up on that. People bring up Vanguard and BlackRock and so forth. What people really are diverted from their attention of looking at, really, is the 1889 Northern Trust, because all banking and financial institutions are listed in that trust. So without any way of, go-between or banking and financial doing anything, you need that, you know, one right there. It's the Northern Trust.
Yeah, the trust. Yeah, that's what I've heard, is that the government's being ran through different shell corporations and trusts.
Insurance companies, and, yeah.
Yeah, they're just administering the bankruptcy. It's an administrative government.
You have to take that further. What did you just say? And say what? Add what? These are ministers. Just as the fake judges, there hasn't been a judge since 1789, only administrators of the corporation. These are ministers that are put in these departments. And
there was no meeting of the minds with me to ever immigrate out of Kentucky, the land, as a man.
I hear you.
Yeah, so, I mean, whatever they think they've got. And you know, we had a next county over in Bath County, and it made the national news. This guy was making this chickpea salve or something that one of the testimonials said it cured her skin cancer. This woman, this Amish guy, was selling this stuff, and he concluded...
Well, that was the... I sent Travis this here a while back. It was two more gone he was creating, right?
The whole point I was to bring that up is I have a friend that was in the court when the judge decided he was going to pass sentence on the guy. He said, "I know I don't have jurisdiction over you, but I'm going to pass sentence anyway." And of course, all the people, the jail people, the bail, you know, what do they call the court bailiff or whatever, they just go along with it. Even though the judge would say something like that in open court, because he had disputed jurisdiction. And the so-called judge, the administrator, just said, "I know I don't have jurisdiction over you, but I'm going to pass sentence anyway."
Well, here's the thing. thing on this is that all judges, now this is listed and is put out, that all judges only, whenever they put out a sentence or what have you to someone, it's only listed as an opinion. So what does that tell you?
They're hanging on that tradition. The law enforcement and the judicial department takes the judge's opinion and runs with it.
I'll tell you what, go to any police station, any sheriff's department, any courthouse, and you're going to see the plaque out front of who owns those buildings and they have been allowed to take over.
Who is it, the Masons?
It is. They run everything.
Oh, there's a cornerstone probably where they've got a time capsule and a little Mason symbol on it. But yeah, I went to a law library in 1994, maybe, and held in my hand the original smaller version of West's Title 4 United States Code volume.
West.
And it was smaller. And you go to Title 4, flag, seal, and seat of government, and it had the footnote in there at the bottom that said the number of stars and whether or not there's gold fringe on a flag is at the discretion of the commander-in-chief of the Army and Navy. That was a 1925 opinion of the Attorney General. So when you go, you know, into a court that's got a gold fringe flag on there, that was ordered to be under that style, it kind of tells you you're in an administrative venue, you're not in a judicial branch venue.
Well, I'll tell you something else. It doesn't matter if it has the gold fringe or not, because if you'll look them up on the, you can go to different ones, but, you know, the Dun & Bradstreet and all that.
Oh, yeah.
If you look up your local police, sheriff's department, courthouse, and so forth, they are under two different things.
Right.
They're all private foreign corporations, but they're connected to their church, and that's so they can funnel their money through without having to pay any taxes on it or anything else, and that is their Masonic.
Dun & Bradstreet assesses every division of government as if it's a corporation, a separate corporation.
Yes, they are all private foreign corporations, and they are all bankrupt. See, all corporations are on bankruptcy, and all the all the laws are under sea law. Since 1789, all courts and all laws are under, and I've taken all this and I've basically decoded all of it, or in other words, merchanted all of it, because it's all law of the sea, every bit of it. And if you even go to, for example, the United States Supreme Court, and look up on Dun & Bradstreet, which I have here, it's a private foreign for-profit corporation. And that should tell you we've already been sold off a long time ago.
Yeah, they run all kinds of shell corporations, I think, and it's such a common practice that that nobody sees anything wrong with it. I could tell you a story, but I won't get into it. But now that
trust me, I understand.
Yeah,
this is a long topic. We can almost dedicate this to a whole hour worth of conversation because this is all deeply layered, layer upon layer. And it all goes back to probably Babylonian times. You know,
it was funny though. It was kind of funny when West reissued the title, the United States Code books, and it's copyrighted because they copyright their presentation. Even though the volumes got larger, they left off that little footnote. I thought that was so funny. But there was patriots, I guess you could say, in the 80s and 90s that tried to use that argument that they weren't in the military, and if they were going to be in a military court, then they wanted they were trying to demand a court-martial or whatever. And, of course, the judges, they all started having seminars and teaching how to deal with patriots, you know. And they had one test case that declared that frivolous. And now anybody that argues that is making a frivolous argument.
Yes, and they always love to pull the sovereign citizen thing. And the reason they have to pull the sovereign citizen thing, the citizen part, is to keep us one of their citizens so that we're part of one of their contractual citizens, which we are not in reality.
Swear under penalty of perjury. Just all these forms and everything, you swear under penalty of perjury that you're a U period S period citizen. Well, what the heck is that?
But none of them have a declaration of authority.
Well, and if you've ever read a Bouvier's Law Dictionary, go look up the definition of the United States and see if the average laws are meant for men of ordinary understanding. 4 pages of fine print to define the United States. And so how can I swear under penalty of perjury that I'm a citizen of the United States when I don't even know what the United States is? such a complicated, you know, four-page definition, average.
Because when you look it up, there's four different United States, and there's also several different United States of America.
Yeah, so which citizen of the United States do you want me to swear under penalty of perjury that I am?
Yeah, right. And also ask for the, let me see the debt obligation. Because they never show you the so-called debt obligation. Because what they're also doing, for example, in every court case, and also a lot of court cases on foreclosures, is they're taking a notice of foreclosure, for example, and they're put it on the wrong place, which is a tax lien index, and it goes out on a tax lien index instead of just a, you know, notice. So then, therefore, it makes the court also a tax court case.
Well, that, right. They generate commercial paper, which can be sold. You know, a lien
Well, this is how they're well, they're doing many things. They're racketeering, for one. They're counterfeiting. They're running up these debt obligation notes to kind of like, I guess, what you were getting into, the to get FRN, Federal Reserve Notes.
Yeah,
what they're doing.
You need assets. And, you know, the International Monetary Fund in 1987, the United Nations committee called the Brundtland Committee, I think, issued their report that said that even first world countries had to put up collateral to loans from the International Monetary Fund. So Clinton got blamed for a lot of that, you know, Heritage Rivers initiatives and all these parks and monuments and everything. That's all to borrow more money from the International Monetary Fund. So there's plans for vast wildlife corridors and depopulation areas across the, I'm right on the edge of one of them here in eastern Kentucky.
If you notice, whenever they claim they're shutting down the government, what they shut down the national parks, which are the less than 10 square mile areas.
Right.
Oh. Well, yeah, unless the state government actually did give them permission. Perry Clark, a conservative Democrat from Louisville back in the 90s when Clinton was doing all this, he handed me a citizen's guide for the Constitution. And he went around bouncing around Frankfurt trying to find where did the Frankfurt government ever give permission for the federal government to occupy the, I forget which forest it was. It wasn't the Daniel Boone National Forest, but he was trying to find the record, legislative record, of where they gave permission, because they cannot put up forts, magazines, arsenals, or other needful buildings within a state unless that state gives them permission, and that would include occupying forest land.
Right.
See, we're not dealing with states. Hey, guys,
unfortunately, we're at the end of the hour. This whole topic, I'd love to get into this more next time. Maybe I'll bring this on up next deck. I appreciate you both calling in and joining us for the show, and hopefully we can pick this one up next time. This is really what I wanted to get into, is this kind of, these kind of topics.
Stay away from the electric buses. It'll fry your phone.
Yes. Stay away from electric buses. Yes, sir. Hey, I did want to just, we still got a second here before that music comes on. This modulated energy is a concern, so keep in mind. All right, guys. Thanks for calling in. Have a good night, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Have a safe weekend. Thank you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.